High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Howard. A really tough morning to wake up to today.
A very, very tough one. And, you know, as much as there's other news in the world, obviously this is just a thread, because when someone is killed in a terror attack like this, it impacts on every single one of us, whether we knew him, didn't know him, knew the family or didn't. This is just, I guess, the waste of it all.
And I think that that's what's remarkable, is that, you know, going through my Twitter feed this morning and how many people feel so deeply touched, people who never knew him, people who had no interaction with him, but they still feel so bereft and so torn up about this senseless murder.
Mm. From the South African Jewish Board of Deputies perspective, you put out a very strong statement around this. Do you expect anything from government, given the fact that he was a South African?
We should. Mm. If you're asking, we should be expecting something. Governments around the world, when one of their citizens is lost, and particularly in such a brutal way, would come out with a statement. I think it's very unlikely that our government will, and I think that that's really very, it's unacceptable. But, you know, and I just think that, you know, this is something that has touched so many South African lives, and there really should be a statement coming out. Mm. Will there be? I think it's unlikely.
Do you think it at least makes them uncomfortable? I mean, obviously you can't say, you don't know, but what do you imagine goes on behind the scenes now, when they've made such a hoo-ha about the nonsense of Miss South Africa, which is of absolutely no real consequence, and then a kid gets murdered on his way to work, a South African kid? Don't you think that they must feel something?
Howard, I was part of a panel discussion last night on ENCA. And there was a representative from the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Ambassador Neil Suklau, quite a senior person and I just sat there thinking. And I sat there thinking as we were debating and having all these philosophical discussions around the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the role of South Africa, and it's time for us to show the... And I'm thinking that here in South Africa, we've got a bereft family, we've got bereft friends, we've got a community that's quite traumatized. The Kay family are a very important community. It's a very important family. They've made such a contribution in so many ways in our country. And this has touched so many people, in a very serious way. And here we are. We have this representative from Durco, and it really was, for me, it was a glaring omission.
Absolutely. It's just incredible. I mean, look, we even saw Damon Gelgart, who won the Booker Prize as a South African, didn't hear from the department. He still hasn't heard from anybody, and yet Miss South Africa...
Yes, but with respect, they're very busy with Miss Universe. Got your priorities right. But my condolences and my thoughts go out to this family. I can't even imagine what they are going through today and will be going through. We are with you, and we're standing behind you, and your son was a remarkable, remarkable young man, and we are, you know, we pay tribute to him.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, there's always a great attempt, certainly by the haters of Israel, to portray him as a legitimate target. And we saw that starting to happen yesterday, where suddenly he was a soldier. Yeah. But even though he had done national service, but he was on the way to work as a tour guide.
Yeah, he was in a civilian environment, not that, you know. But yes, there is already a way, an attempt to demonize him, and in turn to demonize Israel. He's already being called, a barbaric soldier, a settler, all these derogatory terms that are meant to, that we are supposed to be appalled at. And we've got to be very clear that for us, he was a very special young man who was deeply committed to the Jewish people.
Absolutely. And again, the hypocrisy of that. Can you imagine blaming a rape victim? Can you imagine blaming anybody, a victim of child abuse?
A victim, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
And yet here we are, we are trying to find
And of course, the killers are just heroic. And that's how this is being portrayed.
Absolutely horrific. It is 8:17. Wendy Kahn, thank you as always for joining us on short notice to talk about some of the issues that we face, some of them enormously, enormously difficult to comprehend. We are just trying to do that. Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. It's 8:17.